This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Wednesday, the seventh day of the month of Shvat. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. As I shared yesterday, the archive from past recordings was updated. You can access it through the email, the OU Today email, and it is current through December 15th. Further updates are pending, and I am hopeful very soon that we will have updates all the way through the current date, and then they will be updated weekly with the uploads of each week. So stay tuned, and I thank you for your patience. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Feldman of Congregation Emek Bracha in Palo Alto, California, to share different music, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Feldman slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed, as always, by the Mishnah Berurah Acholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you very much, Rev. Naftali, and thank you for bringing me back again for another time. I want to share a few words. We are halfway now, as Naftali just mentioned, between Rosh Chodesh and the 15th day, or Tu B'Shvat. The 15th is what we call the Rosh Hashanah for trees. When we need to know how old the tree is, we mark its birthday on this day. If we know, we need to know, for instance, when it's in its first 3 years of life, so its birthday comes on this day. We know that Tu B'Shvat is that day, but that's only because we follow Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai disagrees, as Beis Shammai often disagrees, in the Mishnah, and says that really Rosh Hashanah for trees should be on Rosh Chodesh, a week ago, last Thursday. This is one of the many arguments between them, between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that revolves around the question of whether we put the emphasis on when something actually happens or when the kernel of a thing's potential begins, and that that's the time to mark. They argue, for example, about the wording of the blessing we say on Motzei Shabbat, on Saturday night, on fire during Havdalah. Do we see fire as giving off multifaceted light, which is how it appears in actuality, and therefore we should say Me'orei Ha'esh, which is Beis Hillel's opinion, or do we celebrate the potential of fire, which is unitary, or one, the idea of fire, if you will, which is the way Beis Shammai wants us to say the blessing, when we say, if we were to say just Me'or Ha'esh. So when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah for trees this month in Shvat, the question is whether we are focused on whether the sap has just begun to appear in the tree, which actually happens at the beginning of the month on Rosh Chodesh, or do we think about when it is actually flowing through the tree in the middle of the month? Both ways of looking at things are legitimate. In this case, there's even a hint to that in the Mishnah, because we say in the Mishnah, like Beis Shammai, not just the words of Beis Shammai, but like Beis Shammai. When we know that Hashem values, we know, I should say, that Hashem values both sides of this argument, both potential and actual. The 2,000-year era that the Gemara calls the era of Torah in human history lasts from Avram Avinu, that's the beginning, until roughly Rabbi Akiva. And they represent, and those two people represent the two sides of this. The apex of Avram Avinu's life is the Akedah. And we celebrate him there for his being willing to sacrifice his son. His willingness to do it, his potential to do it, was so real that it redounds to his credit and to Yitzchak's, as though they did actually go through with it. Rashi, at the end of Vayikra, at the end of Leviticus, says that the ashes of Yitzchak are seen by Hashem, relating to them as though it actually happened. That is the beginning of things. And then there's Rabbi Akiva at the end. And there we even concentrate on Rabbi Akiva's end itself, his martyrdom, When his students ask him about it in the midst of everything, he tells them that all of his life he yearned for this moment. He was not about the potential for martyrdom. For him, he ached for the opportunity to bring it out to actuality. We see both sides. The concept that Hashem brings out good thoughts to action, even if they cannot be realized, is based, obviously, on Avraham Avinu's model. Sometimes we want to do something and we are stymied by some unforeseen obstacle. If intentions are there, however, Hashem knows that and he considers them as though they have occurred, whatever the action was. So much of what we experience right now has to be along those lines in the realm of intention. I know many folks are in shul, but we, for instance, are not. When a person can't be in shul, right? So what do you have to concentrate on maintaining? You have to maintain the intention of being in shul, of maintaining the will to be in shul, even if you can't be there. I'm most worried these days about people who can't be in shul because they're in high risk groups, for example. We want them to maintain, we want all of us to maintain the intention of shul. That's the heroism of Avraham Avinu, the sublime level of intention that allows Hashem to consider it to be as though it is absolutely real. And that's what we need to maintain in terms of our intentionality these days. I want to lead us in the saying of three chapters of Tehillim. The first, we're going to begin with what's called Perchas Gimel in Hebrew, or 23. I'm going to say each one of the three of them slowly. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo exar. Binos desha yarbitzeni. Almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nashi yeshove yantcheni b'magle tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki elech begeitz almaves lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha hema yinahamuni. Taroch lechonai shulchan neged tzorarai. Dishanti v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni. Kol yemei chayai, v'shafti v'beis Adonai, lo'orech yamim. Now chapter Kuchav Aleph, that's 121. Shir l'malos, esa enoi el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, yose shamayim ba'are, al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanuma shomarecha, hinei lo yanum v'lo yishahan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilecha Yad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Seitcha Voecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. And now chapter Kuflamet, that's 130. Shir Hamalos, Memamakim Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shima Bekoli, Tien Hazneche Keshuvosa Kol Tachanunoi, Im Avonos Tishmor Yah, Adonai Mi Yamol, Ki Imcha Haslicha, Lemahan Tivare, Ki Visi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi, Undivaro Hochalti, Nafshi Ladonai Mi Shomerim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Madonai Achesed Varbe Imo Fedus, V'hu yifdeh Yisrael mikol avonoso. Now I'm going to say Misha Baruch for the holding, for those who are sick. Misha Baruch, Avosenu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, who yivarech yirape es acholim. Bavur Shanu Mispalim Bavuram, Discharze Hakarish Baruch Yimalei Rachamim Alehem, Lachlimam, Laraposam, Lachzikam, Vlachiosam, Vishlach Lehem Mehera, Refue Shalema Minashamayim, the Kol Ivrehem, the Kol Gidehem, the Sof Shar Holei Israel, Refue Tanefesh, Refue Haguf, Hashta, Bhagavad Mankariv, Inomar, Amen. Now we'll finish with Achenu. Achenu chob Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Mitzara Ruvishivya, Homedim Bimbiyam Uvembiyabasha, Hamokum Yerachim Alehem, Viotzeim, Mitzara Leravacha, Mafela Laora, Meshibu Legula, Hashta, Bhagavad Mankariv, Inomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Salman, and thank you so much for being on the call today. As they are with all the Klal Yisrael of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tova for good. And may the Rabbono Sheolam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. I will be away tomorrow, but you will all be in good hands as my friend and colleague, Rabbi Avi Heller, will be in the studio to guest host the program. And please God, Amir Hashem, I will be back on Friday. So please join us again tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Shlomo Nesanov of the Svarta Kehillah in Avat Achim in Kew Gardens, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.